I think you and I can agree that in the common human experience, there's really three hallmarks of most people's lives that really stick out. And just by being human, two of those three naturally are experienced. And the middle one, not in the middle of life, but as a young adult, marriage, a wedding day, is given to most people. So think about it. A baby's born. We're all born. But for you parents and grandparents, older siblings, we know that the birth of a baby is a big deal. It transforms lives, first and foremost, mother and father. But when that new child is brought into the world, it's significant. And you move on 20, 30, 40 years, and then the wedding day is here. And you and I know that a wedding day will always be remembered, the bride and groom most especially, but the family and friends of that couple will remember that day because it's so significant in the life of people. And then you move to the low, but something that's unavoidable, which is death. You kind of have two here, right? You have the day of the death of what might be a parent or a grandparent, aunt, uncle, or even a child, regretfully. And then you have the funeral. We know that in human experience, these are kind of the three chapters of life given to most people. And with those three chapters, we know that God and the presence of God makes a difference. Even if not Catholic, Jew, Muslim, or a non-Catholic Christian, Lutheran, or Baptist. We know that when a baby's born, that we want to send the card, God's blessing on your new life. We want the baptism to occur in a church. A wedding is no different. When we sit and witness a beautiful, devout couple pledge their vows before the altar of God, it inspires all of us. And a funeral, burying a loved one, but that person, man or woman, that lived the faith devoutly and loyally, we're all inspired by it. We might be sad, but you and I have had the experience of going to that funeral and seeing this man, this woman lived for God. You can see it in their family, you can see it in their friends, and you and I walk away with tears, but inspired. The faith is real. God is real in the lives of people. Contrastly, you and I also have the experience of the new parents, of the young couple, and of the family grieving the loss of a loved one. And something just stings. It's not a judgment. Get past that. It's an observation. We're at the funeral or we're at the wedding, we're at the hospital or we're over to the house, and God just isn't lived there. Something is missing, and that something is familiarity. There's a lack of familiarity. When it's presence, you and I know it, especially at a funeral. When people sit, when people kneel, do they know the prayers? And unfortunately, we only really get that visceral, emotional experience at that time. But you and I have been there. When there's a lack of familiarity, it's known. And there's not a one among us, me nor you, that doesn't want that for our family, our friends, and yourself and myself. I want to be familiar with God. You want for yourself and your kids and your spouse and your family and friends, of course, you're faithful. You want familiarity with the person of Jesus, familiarity with church, familiarity with Catholicism. That's why you're in Mass this morning. You're showing itself. And certainly it begins when the new baby's born, right? That it's the task of mom and dad to make sure that that child knows who their Savior is. That is a fundamental rule of being a parent. Make sure you introduce Jesus to your child. It's not just going to happen. It doesn't work that way. We have to be intentional about it. But then, 5 years down the road, this thing called school comes along. And a mom and dad have to make a choice. If that mom and dad chooses Catholic schools, their child will be familiar with Jesus. If that mom and dad chooses Catholic schools, and as a gift in Dickinson Trinity Catholic Schools, that mom and dad can have confidence and will receive the promise and pledge that their child or children will be familiar with Jesus. As a second grader, they're going to bring home a rosary that they made in art class. As a junior high student, they're going to talk about the mass they just had that was really inspiring. As a sophomore in high school, they're going to talk about how they pray with their teammates before they play the volleyball match. And as a senior, they're going to be able to say to their mom and dad and their friends that, I have spent 12 years in this school, and I know this much about the Catholic faith, and it's a little bit more than even you know, mom and dad. Now, they might go to college and reject all of it. But the Catholic school doesn't promise that. Friends, the church doesn't promise that. Because an 18-year-old has a choice to make. But a choice about familiarity isn't up to the kid, it's up to the mom and dad. And a Catholic school promises familiarity. Now, I can't sit up here and tell you that a Catholic school can promise better teachers, because it can't. I can't stand up here and tell you that a Catholic school is going to promise you no bullying whatsoever, because it can't. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that Trinity has better test scores, because I can't. But I can tell you that Catholic schools will promise familiarity. And all of the data, all the information, that all has its value. And there's a homily out there somewhere, I think I've given it, you've probably heard it in Dickinson, that we compare Catholic schools to public schools. And guess what? You get angry, and so do I. That's not of God. What's of God is that we raise our children to know who their Savior is. And this isn't taught in a book, friends. It's taught in an environment and a culture where Jesus Christ is familiar. And although they might go to a college and reject everything, that's their own heart's choice. It's not the failure of anybody, it's the will of that person, because they're 18. And God gets that. In today's gospel, Jesus was shunned because his friends didn't think he was familiar. They recognized his name. They saw who he was, but in a shallow, fickle way, they didn't look past that because they didn't know him as a person. That's the goal of Catholic schools and Trinity Catholic Schools here in Dickinson. It's not to make sure that our kids know more. Because that might happen with a bunch of them, but with others it might not. The goal is to hand on the faith so that they can take one step closer to heaven. And they do that with building an environment, hallways, classrooms, gyms, chapels, and auditoriums, where Jesus is familiar. And it might be all thrown away when they get to college, young adult life, and they might be in their 40s and still reject it. And the familiarity is still there. You and I know that in this town of Dickinson, parents have a choice. And the arguments have validity and perhaps they have value one-on-one. But I think we all can agree that all of us want for our young generation in the church, kids, youth, that should know who Jesus is. And parents can do it on their own, and they're supposed to do it at their own. The school doesn't replace that. That's silly. But between 8 and 3, and you times that by 12, that's a lot of time that Jesus, that kid could move away from Jesus or each and every day become more familiar with Jesus, not in the head, but in the heart. And this makes extraordinary difference when that new baby comes for that young couple. It makes incredible difference when that young couple prepares for marriage. And it hits you in the heart when you approach a priest and the church about burying your loved one. Because then familiarity matters. And a Catholic school, Trinity Catholic Schools here in Dickinson, can simply assist with that. We pray for our Catholic schools this week, and we thank those youth who have acted upon the ministries. They've done good work this weekend. We thank the parents who send their kids to Catholic schools. This isn't a homily about comparison. That has no place here. It's a homily on familiarity with Jesus. And I think we're all on the same team when it comes down to it, that we want our youth to be familiar with Jesus. A Catholic school allows that to happen. At a baptism, at a wedding, or at a funeral, it's familiarity that matters. We pray for parents that they can choose that familiarity. And if they don't, there's no judgment. But the invitation is there. Jesus invites his people to become familiar. We should support Jesus, follow Jesus and his church, and say yes to Catholic education. In those hallways and in that auditorium, in the gymnasium, in the classrooms, in the offices, and most importantly, in the hearts of our students, they become familiar with Jesus.